This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound a little, down in the weeds as a way to set up a tech story. But the fact is, most of us are really attached to our search engines. Googlers like Google, Bingers like Bing. You get the idea. That wouldn't really matter so much were there not so much money involved. Google is the default search engine for Apple's Safari browser, which means that when you use Safari on your phone or on your computer and you search for something, you wind up at Google automatically. But back to that so much money thing, you better believe there is some competition growing in that space. Marketplace's David Gura has the story.
If you use Safari, you don't have to use Google, but Stan Leibowitz, an economist at the University of Texas, Dallas, says search engines bet most users won't change a browser's settings.
There certainly is a fair amount of people who just go with the default.
This relationship started when Apple introduced the iPhone, and since then, Yahoo has been trying to break it up, and so has Microsoft.
Oh, I think they would certainly like to be the second wife, we'll just call it that.
Analyst Kim Forrest is with the Fort Pitt Capital Group, and she says the marriage has been mutually beneficial. Apple hasn't had to create its own search engine, and what Google is paying for are millions of Apple users' eyeballs.
Search is a huge money-making business. You can print money if you can do it correctly, and we know Google does that.
96% of what Google makes comes from search. It's a $54 billion business. Now, this browser search engine wedding may have made more sense when it happened back in 2007 when Apple and Google were not really rivals. But Danny Sullivan, who runs a site called Search Engine Land, says the marriage became awkward and acrimonious, and Apple may want out.
They just don't really, I think, want to partner with a competitor like Google if they can help it. It'd be easier to partner with somebody else that doesn't have a strong challenge with them in the tablet and the phone space.
And we've already seen Apple make moves. Last June, the company switched the default browser its digital assistant uses from Google to Microsoft Bing.
They made this shift in Siri, and really nobody screamed that, wow, I don't get my Google results anymore. I'm getting Bing results.
Apple didn't want to comment, and Google didn't get back to us. So why are Yahoo and Microsoft and maybe a few smaller search engines coveting their neighbor's deal? Anindo Ghosh teaches IT and marketing at NYU, and he's done work with tech companies, including Apple and Google.
More than 53% of search is coming from smartphones, and a big, big part of the smartphone market is owned by Apple, right?
The terms of Apple's deal with Google are not public, but analyst Richard Kramer with Arete Research says Google has a similar deal with AOL.
They get paid about $100 million a quarter to send traffic Google's way.
Kramer, by the way, owns stock in Yahoo. Yahoo recently displaced Google as the default search engine in the U.S. version of Mozilla's Firefox browser. And entrepreneur John Battelle, who wrote a book called The Search, wonders how many Firefox users missed Google so much they switched back.
I'm sure Mozilla knows that down to the fraction of a decimal point, but unfortunately we don't.
And the change rate in Safari is something search engines will consider carefully when this Apple deal comes up for renewal. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.